Hey, how you doing, everybody? Welcome back to 英语口语每天学 I'm your friend Ben. 今天呢，我们要继续学习另外的一个俚语 My bad, my 我的 bad 坏的。那实际从语法来讲呢，这是一个不正确的词组 My bad 后面一般要加一个名词，但实际呢 ，my bad 是口语中经常会用到的一个词组。You know, it is a way of admitting a mistake or apologizing for that mistake without actually apologizing. My bad 呢，表示的是一种道歉的方式，相当于 my fault, my mistake, 或者 I apologize. 但实际呢，并不是很重要的事情的一些道歉，比如说。在路上两个人不小心撞到了对方，或者坐地铁的时候你不小心踩到了别人的脚，这样这个时候呢你都可以说 My bad. Maybe we can put it this way. I did something bad and I recognize that I did something bad, but there is nothing that can be done for it now, and there's technically no reason to apologize for that error. So let's just assume that I won't do it againGet over it and move on with our lives. 我知道我做错了，但是呢，实际我也无能为力，并且这个事情呢，没有什么好道歉的。我下次也不会这么做了。出于礼貌呢，我们就会讲 my bad. OK, 关于这一个词来源是这样子。My bad is an American slang that was made popular by basketball players in playground games in the 1970s and 80s. It was used by young urban players when admitting to an error.这个俚语呢，来源于七八十年代的美国，开始流行于街头篮球。球员之间犯错或者有小的错误出现的时候，就会说 "my bad"。随后呢，被广泛的使用。当然，不仅是在美国了，在澳大利亚等国家也是口语中经常会见到的一个表达方法。比起 "I'm sorry" 来 ，"my bad" 更加的随意一些。All right， 我们来看两个例子。First one， 比如说王小二在路上看手机。比如说他在刷朋友圈 ，right， 撞到了另外一个正在刷朋友圈的骚年。那这个时候，王小二就会讲 ，Oops, my bad. Oops, my bad. 当然，对方就可以回答 ，No worry, no worries. 这是我们下，当然这是我们下节课要学的另外的一个词组了 ，No worries. OK， 我们再来看第二个例子。又比如说，王小二在吃饭的时候不小心被对方撞到，然后买的可乐洒到了身上。那这个时候。这个场景我们就可以讲 Hey, you spilled my coke all over me. Hey, you spilled my coke all over me. 对方就会讲 Oh, my bad. Oh, my bad. Today, you have to remember my bad, which means my fault, my mistake, or I apologize. So, that's all for today. See you next time. Myself, it was real that way I felt